At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Ruslan Katy defending Preston Sprinkle, which I think is a pretty important subject because he's a pretty important YouTuber, has a significant platform. And for him to defend one of the most dangerous false teachers operating in the church currently, especially among millennial pastors, Preston Sprinkle, that is a dangerous sign. We've talked in the past about his association with Preston Sprinkle and Ruslan Katy. Ruslan Katy spoke at his conference. But now I want to dig into, you know, Ruslan Katy insists that Preston Sprinkle does not affirm homosexuality. We're going to do a quick debunking of that. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. This is our Patreon-like system that gives you bonus access to bonus content. We also have a free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter. And coming up, we got the first ever book of Evangelical Dark Web, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. In this book, I talk about side B theology a lot and how to beat it. And we're going to be talking about side B theology in this video. Side B theology is a theology that teaches that homosexual identity and desires are not sinful. In other words, it is affirming homosexuality insofar as its identity and desires. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's video. And I, again, go to war with that in my book, Winning Not Winsome. Pre-order on Amazon, linked in the description below. Oh, look at that. I'm seeing live for the first time. Kindle is now available for pre-order. I didn't get the notification that it was available yet, and I'm seeing it here. It is now available, Kindle. Excellent. So, with that said, this is kind of what started it. So, Ruslan Katy went after Megan Basham in defense of Gavin Ortland, and you are seeing a lot of YouTubers line up and circle the wagons for Gavin Ortland, who is not deserving of it. Gavin Ortland is not a good guy. And I'll go through that in a little bit, but Ruslan Katy, that Lutheran guy, Jordan Cooper, and then Redeem Zoomer, I think have all come out in defense of Gavin Ortland, which is erroneous, especially on Redeem Zoomer's part, but we're going to make him based one day. I'm confident in that. I do believe that he operates in good faith, but the other two, not so much. And Ruslan Katy, was defending it. And what's interesting is before he put out a tweet about how he watched the video and watched someone else's summary of what Megan Basham said and agrees, and then he was about to read what Megan Basham wrote. So what I put out was that Ruslan Katy had a conclusion that he got second or third hand, and then read that into the text when he finally did read it. So he announced that he had a conclusion to whether or not Megan Basham misrepresented Gavin Ortland before he actually read the text himself, which is pretty bad. Now, again, I came to the conclusion that what Gavin Ortland said in his video was even worse. And I talk about that in this little back and forth that I had with Ruslan Katy. So, and I said that he did treat those that disagreed with him as uninformed and political, even though he failed basic earth science in his video. Ortland doesn't understand science. His video was way worse than what Megan Basham wrote. Ortland also advocated government intervention for climate change, by the way. And then Ruslan says, no, he didn't. You think he didn't because you seem incapable of being charitable towards him. That sucks. And again, he's being very snooty with his replies. And yes, I'm not going to be charitable towards Gavin Ortland. And I kind of say that in the next tweet. Ortland did lie about CO2 being pollution and then made false claims about the carbon cycle. Those are just, you know, two examples of Gavin Ortlund failing basic earth science. CO2 is not pollution, and we shouldn't trust anyone that says. And then I follow that up by saying he serves in a church that has Russell Moore Christianity Today. And then Sam Albury, a homosexual, he deserves to be marked and avoided. Again, Gavin Ortlund's the guy who left a church to become a full-time YouTuber, took up a position as a theologian in residence at one of the worst churches in the United States. This is the church that has Sam Albury as a pastor, has Barnabas Piper as a pastor as well, which is I find interesting. But this is a church that seems to really trade in celebrity influence. It has Russell Moore, as Ray Ortlund, who's pretty liberal, as well as Gavin Ortlund. Apple fell straight from the tree, by the way. But anyway, he says, did yo not look at my quote in the screen grabs? Meg's own source says that man-made gas emissions have contributed to global warming. Do you disagree? So my answer to that is, whether it does or doesn't is irrelevant. Ortlund also doesn't understand that a warmer climate is beneficial for mankind, as the source that Ruslan is referencing argued, instead lying about how dangerous global warming is. But should she be marked and avoided as well, which was kind of a stupid question. And guilty by, and this is where the conversation ends between me and him. Also, guilty by association has more to do with conferences, like when you did that gay conference with Preston Sprinkle, not when Ortlund serves at a church alongside evil people. So there's a difference between, you know, in what makes guilty by association versus hitching your wagon. Ruslan KD is guilty by association with Preston Sprinkle because he did Preston Sprinkle's conference. That, to me, I don't do guilty by association equals false pastor. But Chris Vallotton is guilty in a way. You can hit, because he's hitched to Bill Johnson. That's a classic example of someone who's hitched their ministry to a false teacher, and that is why they're also a false teacher. Now, there's more reasons about Chris Vallotton. And then there's this other tweet. It involves Ruslan KD responding to Defiant Baptist. Gay conference? Are you talking about Exiles in Babylon, where all the speakers promoted a one-man, one-woman, biblical, sexual, ethnic? My man needs Grammarly, too. I need Grammarly, so that's what I mean. You're either deceived or deceiver, Defiant Baptist says. Which is it? And he links Enemies Within the Church News. And they did a podcast, I guess, on Preston Sprinkle. And he says, but I've talked to Preston multiple times about this. He said being affirming is not a secondary issue at Exiles, meaning you can't be a practicing gay person and a Christian. Nor can you be affirming and Christian, according to Preston. Your brain has made it impossible to listen. And again, Preston Sprinkle is gay affirming, which is what we're about to talk about here. Now, again, he's not as gay affirming as he could be. Like, he's not Matthew Vine's level of gay affirming. But he is gay affirming of gay identity and gay desires. Preston Sprinkle does not believe it's a sin to be gay. And here is the evidence of that. Here's clip one.
I want to make something really clear. 1 Corinthians 6, the words arsenokwites and malakoi, and 1 Timothy 1 that uses the word arsenokwites again. Paul is not thinking about gay people per se in these words. Now, listen closely. Paul is not thinking about somebody, for instance, like my friend Matt, who is committed to celibacy, who is not sleeping with anybody else. He's not thinking of my friend Tom or Leslie, who is not engaging in sexual activity. Paul is thinking explicitly of people who are engaging in ongoing, unrepentive sexual immorality. He's not thinking of somebody who simply identifies as gay or somebody who experiences same-sex attraction. He's thinking of people engaging in ongoing sexual activity. In fact, in Paul's day, a lot of people who engaged in same-sex relationships weren't even gay.
So that is Preston Sprinkle. That is part of the crew curriculum that we exposed, I believe, back in May. We did a giant expose on crew exposing how gay-affirming that organization has become. And they used Preston Sprinkle to usher in this theology, this gay theology. So what Preston Sprinkle is doing there is he's saying that Paul isn't really talking about gay people in 1 Corinthians 6, which is asinine. That, no, Paul's completely talking about gay people there. And once again, Paul does, because I've talked about this issue a lot, Paul does condemn homosexual desires in Romans 1 when he says that they burned with lust for one another. That is talking about, that is a condemnation of homosexual desires from Paul. So I don't see how you can argue that Paul is not condemning same-sex attraction, which is rooted in desire, because desire precedes attraction, by the way. I don't see how you can argue that Paul does not also condemn homosexual desires in 1 Corinthians 6. So, there's Preston Sprinkle essentially arguing that being gay is not a sin. And again, there's words for beliefs like that. Heresy. Here's another clip that I wanted to show you. It's also from the Crew curriculum.
Traditionally minded or conservative Christians think of when they hear the term gay. They think of lust or they think of sexual behavior. And so I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't think Christians should ever say they're gay. I mean, I don't say I'm an adulterous Christian or I'm a lustful Christian. You see, when they say that, they assume that gay means something very sinful, like I'm lusting after somebody of the same sex or I'm actually engaging in sexual acts with somebody of the same sex. But the term gay doesn't have to mean that. It doesn't have to imply that the person is lusting or acting on their attraction. So it's a very impersonal term, and it could, I'm not saying it always will, but it could just erect like a thin wall that separates you from the person you're trying to relate to. So I've gotten rid of the term homosexual. I just do not use it ever in this conversation. Some straight Christians love to use the phrase gay agenda as if all gay people in America have the same agenda, but that's just not accurate. It's just kind of a sloppy phrase. And again, if there's a gay agenda, there must be a straight agenda. Do you have the same agenda as every other straight person on the planet? Probably not. And you would probably resist the stereotype if somebody said, oh, you're straight, and then assume that all straight people have the same agenda. So homosexual, gay lifestyle, practicing homosexual, gay agenda, let's just get rid of those phrases. All they are stereotypical phrases that oftentimes create barriers between two people trying to engage in a real relationship. If somebody wants to identify as gay and that's a term that's helpful for them and it makes sense of their experience, then I'm okay with that.
We know. And again, there he is affirming homosexual identity. And he doesn't even want to use the terms anymore because he's already kind of trying to redefine what it means to be gay. And now he wants to, you know, get rid of, you know, neuter Christian vocabulary on the issue. But this is gay affirming. We just, you know, we need to have no quarter for this theology. It's new theology. This theology is, I don't believe that this theology is older than 15 years. And I've done a lot of research on, you know, what are the origins of this theology. And, you know, I believe it goes back to the Gospel Coalition, strangely enough. But that'll be a deeper dive for another day. But for now, that's what Ruslan KD is defending. He's defending Preston Sprinkle, and he has a very large YouTube platform, and the fact that he wants to defend someone who's gay-affirming and insists that they aren't actually gay-affirming, even though he does not believe that being gay is a sin, is wrong. It needs to be called out. But it has been called out, and he's still not receiving corrections, so maybe it's time to escalate when it comes to Ruslan. So that's all I got to say about that for now. We will continue fighting Side B theology on the channel. So do like, do subscribe if you are new. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.